Well, perhaps I think it's time for me to finish. I'd like to read the last poem in this book called Last Words. It's a love poem. Spike Milligan, an English comic writer, asked me if I knew Gladstone's last words. And I said no. He said, "I feel better now." Last words. Splendidly, Shakespeare's heroes, Shakespeare's heroines, once the spotlight's on, enact every night with such grace their verbose death. Then great plush curtains, then smiling resurrection to applause, and never their good looks gone. The last recorded words, too, of real kings, real queens, all the famous dead, are but pithy pretenses, quotable fictions, composed by anonymous men decades later, never with ready notebooks of the dead. Most do not know who they are when they die, or where they are, country or town, nor which hand on their brow. Some clapped-out actor may imagine distant clapping, bow, but no real queen will sigh, "Give me my robe, put on my crown." Death seems not life-enhancing. Death seems not beautiful, nor with breeding. Yet bravo, Sidney Carton, bravo, Duc de Chavotte, who, euphoric beside the guillotine, turned down the corner of the page he was reading. And how would I wish to go? Not as in opera, that would offend, nor like a blue-eyed cowboy shot and short of words, but finger-tapping still our private morse, "Love you," before the last flowers and flies descend.